Okay, we all know why you're here. We might as well just get on with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another one of those nonstop rides here on Hypnagogue Podcast number 467. Hello there. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. It is my pleasure every now and then to bring you the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. And this time around, we had 15 tracks worth of it, so let's talk about it, because there's a whole bunch. We kicked off, man, do I enjoy this album, Leo and the Goat. The album is called Shine. This is Raphael Groten, who you've heard here before a couple of times, and his son, Oliver. And this is just a fun, vibrant, funk-filled album. It's such a blast to listen to. So I wanted to start us off with something from that, because I was absolutely charmed from the moment that I heard this album, and you will be too. That's Leo and the Goat. I believe it is Oliver is the Leo, and Raphael is the... Oh, I'm going to get this so wrong. Is the goat Sagittarius, or is the goat Capricorn? Which one is it? Hold on. Okay, it's Capricorn. Because that was important enough to stop the show for. After that came, we have three ampersand people right in the beginning. There's a fourth ampersand combo coming up. And this is not one of my infamous ampersand shows. No. It is just ampersand forward. Okay. Bill Brennan and Andy McNeil, their album is called Dreaming in Gamelan, and that was Temple. Then David Cordero and Anthene from Let One Bird Sing. Again, another just very charming album. That track was Autumn Song. We followed that up with Gamarda Fungus. Yeah, that's a name. The album is called Trees and Roots. That was Salix. And I followed up two familiar names. There's a number of familiar names on this episode, but two in a row. We started off with R.L. Huber. Always sends me great stuff. The latest is called Glass House Architecture. That was There Are Patterns. After that, William St. Hugh with Quadrant from Closer Continents. Back to the ampersands, it's Garth Davis and Scanner with Structure of Statements from Songlines. And that's just a short two-track, about 36-minute album. So I picked one of the two, obviously. After that, it was Loneward. Oh, how I enjoy getting Loneward music. The new one is called Keepsake. And that was Cedar's Grace, beautiful release. And again, not an album that demands a lot of your time. It's only 19 minutes in total, but it is 19 minutes very well spent. Another duo, you have heard them here before, Deborah Martin and Jill Haley. Their latest collaboration is called Rendering Time. That was Shadow of the Moon. Diane Arkenstone comes to us with Meditations and Birdsong. And that track was Where Silence Sings in the Softness of Peace. Nice quiet stuff from Elders after that, from Slowly Observed Horizons. That was Horizon 1. And a little bit of a celebrity sighting here. Morris Kolontersky is a guitarist with the band Blood Incantation. If you are in the ambient music circle, you know very well, probably, that Blood Incantation recently has had Steve Roach opening their shows and a couple of their shows, and also joining them on stage. Morris steps out here for his first, I believe, ambient guitar album. It is called Origination. Big, deep washes and drones on this one. It says that track was called Spiraling into Continuous Self. City of Dawn, who have been making themselves very well known around these parts, usually in collaborations, this time by themselves. The album is called Ghost in Rain. That was Memories Sleep. Mr. Kit gave us Descent into the Blue Bliss from the album Glimmers. And we closed out with another frequent flyer, Blokemi. The new album is called Arrivale. You want me to spell that? Okay, because it's odd, but let me spell it. Should probably check to see if it means anything. It's Arrivael. As far as I can tell, it doesn't mean anything. And that track was Rawl. R-O-L. Lots of spelling this time around. Courtesy of Blokemi. That is the way 467 resolved itself into your ears. I hope you enjoyed that ride. It was a little tough for me. I'm going to be honest. Trying to put this one together, particularly as I got along later, digging through some of the stuff that has been sent my way, there are times when I'm just like, nah, I'm not sure these things really fit where I want to be with the podcast. I am always open to listen to new stuff, stuff I haven't heard, but I have found, quite honestly, that I've been tossing a pretty good number of albums lately, because maybe I'm just getting softer and older. I'm getting softer as I get older, in my listening habits, but some of it's not landing with me. And submissions are a little bit down, which is fine, because I do have a massive library behind me. We can keep this show going for as long as anybody cares to listen. So it was a little tricky. Makes a man think. Just saying. What I think, there's a good segue, is that I am going to be back pretty soon with even more music, because I do have a whole bunch of stuff I have to unpack. I've got about 20-something albums I need to unpack and check out, and I know there's some good stuff waiting in there. I'm going to give you a little heads up. Next time out, I am pretty sure I'm going to add something from the new album from Steve Roach and Soraya called Curandera, which is a fantastic album. It releases in early November. When it comes out, you need to go get it anyway, but when you hear it, you will agree with me. So it's a little sneak preview. Maybe I'll open the show with it if I remember that I even said this in a few days' time when I start the next episode. Anyway, I'll get a bunch of stuff. I'll listen to it. I'll say, what do these people, what do they deserve to hear this time? Because you always deserve the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. And I will strive to do that once again next time around. And until that time around, I bid you all peace and power.